Welcome back to Musical Epics with Shari. I am your host, Sharon Bodua Bodu, and I really appreciate you for tuning in today. On this episode, I bring you the theme of the month of October. But before we do that, can you all believe we are 2 months away from 2022? I kind of feel like 2021 is long, but at the same time, I look back and I can't remember what happened in the previous months. Like, what happened in May and in July? What did I do in April? I do not remember the moment, but I know that this year has been pretty long. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I know I'm super grateful for God's sustaining grace. Most of the time, we take the sustaining grace of God for granted because we're falling into a routine, so much so that sometimes we feel entitled to it. But waking up every single day for 10 months is a big deal. Matter of fact, we don't just wake up. We wake up with our minds alert and intact, with the strength to go about our day. And that is such a big deal. May we never ever get so used to God's sustaining grace that we take it for granted or feel entitled. Let's be extra mindful about being grateful for the little things that we are able to do on impulse, like breathing and being able to walk with our limbs intact, seeing the sunrise and the sundown, having food to eat, the ability to love, and the fact that we have people to laugh with and do life with, the fact that our taste buds are still intact. We can taste our favorite foods, plus all of our senses are working just fine day in and day out. I'm pretty sure it will make our day and the rest of our month better. If you feel your year so far sucks, take a moment to practice gratitude with the little that you have and watch your mindset change and your year get so much better. Speaking of sustaining grace, your girl has been sustained through 4 years of university education, and it can only be God. I am so grateful to God for the family and the friends that He has blessed me with, His provision and His protection. I remember dreaming and imagining this very moment and how it was going to look and feel like when I was in first year, and now I am literally living it. This confirms God's faithfulness to me, and I am very, very grateful. In this month of October, I figured we would have another discussion about relationships.
Again?
Yes.
But why?
Thank you for asking. Because I think as relational as we are as human beings, we can never have enough talks about relationships. Everything we do on this earth is relational and it involves people. God made it in such a way that no one human being can exist on his or her own. There's an old saying that goes like, no man is an island. From the moment we wake up, we have human interactions throughout our day. So relationships and relational issues are very critical aspects of human life. So it is absolutely important that we talk about it and we talk about all of it. But also because I wrote this script for March and I was supposed to release it in March, but I didn't. So I was like, let me just use it for this month so it doesn't have to go to waste. It is kind of strange how I had an entire script ready for both the theme episode and the main episode, but I never got around to releasing it. I've been trying to look back and remember exactly what happened and prevented me from recording and releasing this episode in March, but I came up with nothing. Mostly when I don't release any episode for the month, it's probably because I didn't have a script ready yet. But here is the case where I had both the theme and the main episode ready, but I still didn't release them. Thinking about it now, I feel like God intentionally made it so. He intentionally held me back from releasing at that time because He knew there was something up ahead that He wanted me to experience before talking about this particular issue. He wanted me to gain more insight and experience into the topic before talking about it so that I will know exactly what I'm talking about. And I am super grateful and thankful to Him that He did not make me release this, because now I have a lot more insight into the subject and I know exactly how it feels like. Now I can relate to the subject on a deeper level. I was looking over the script I wrote before, and some of the things that I wrote in there, I am so thankful I did not say them on air, because now I have first-hand experience. I understand the subject a bit more better, and I can relate it to you all better. It goes to confirm the fact that I do not ever want to come and sit in front of this microphone and talk about something that God is not working in me. I do not ever want to come off as someone who knows better than everybody else, or as someone accusing you from a higher moral ground. There is something unique that happens when people are vulnerable and authentic with their life journeys, and I want to be that person for you. So, baby, I am struggling with this too, and God is working in and on me, so it is okay to not get it right all the time. So like I stated earlier, we will be discussing relationships this month, but specifically we will be talking about rejections in relationships. In as much as we are not meant to do life alone, we still experience relationship rejection with the people that we are supposed to do life with. In a perfect picture world, there would be nothing like rejection, just peace, unity, and harmony. But we live in a fallen world, so we have to deal with the negative aspects of everything that's right and good. And rejection is one of the negative feelings we experience in relationships, and it is one of the things that can make us not associate with people and just stay in our corner. The feeling of rejection is a very powerful emotion that can transcend into other aspects of our lives. But like every other thing in the world, it can either be used for good or cause ruin, and I know this firsthand. Over the past few months and weeks, I got to know how it feels to get brokenhearted. Yes, people, the broken heart has caught me some, and man, It was not a pretty sight at all. I felt rejection in the deepest depths of my soul. And the funny thing is, I did not even do anything to warrant that. Before we continue, let me give you a working definition for rejection, and then I'll tell you the backstory as to what exactly happened. To reject means to dismiss as inadequate, unacceptable, or faulty. Now, let me give you a little backstory. My relationship with this person got sore in last year. Now, when it did, it was something that we both never really addressed, but then it was in my heart and in my mind every single time. I would remember it, and then I would start to question everything, and also I had a lot of questions as to what exactly I did to contribute to the relationship going downhill. So time and time again, I will go down memory lane and pick at every wrong thing that I think I did, and try to convince myself that that was the reason why the relationship got sore. Over time, I was able to convince myself that there must be something wrong that I had done, and that it was all my fault. But that didn't still take the questions away. I still wanted to know why. So a couple of weeks ago, I got back in contact with this person, hoping to hear a mouthful of all the wrong things that I did to destroy the relationship, because I thought maybe hearing that would give me the closure I needed. Well, it did, but it wasn't the kind of closure that I was expecting. At the end of the conversation, the only emotion I felt was rejection. And I had to call one of my favorite people to help me unpack the situation. Let me just put a pen here and give a worthy shout out to Darling for coming through for me, man. She is so wise, and she puts up with me when I'm feeling all types of things. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, this experience made me see a different side of me that I never knew existed. Because over the next few days after the conversation, I was miserable. I questioned everything. I contemplated staying in bed all day. I questioned the choices and the decisions I've taken before. And trust me, there were a lot to be sad about. I remember I had already told you guys previously in my last episode about relationships that I do not necessarily see myself as someone who is good at navigating relationships. And so to experience this level of rejection from someone I dearly love and look up to caused all the insecurities and anxieties to come rushing back. It kind of confirmed what I've known all this while, that I do not do well when it comes to relationships and that I make very, very poor decisions relationship-wise. It was pretty tough for me, and I had to take some time to consider everything in the picture and not just the part where I felt rejected. So with a little intentional mindset shift and some good soothing music, I was able to move on with my life in spite of how I was feeling. Now I'm doing much better. And I figured, why not talk about this part of relationships that is so painful and also inevitable to happen? Do I still think about it? Yes, I do. Do I still have questions? Absolutely. Does it still hurt? Yes. So what's the difference between then and now? Like, how did I deal with the rejection? And what are some of the things I learned from the experience? Well, I share this and many more with you in the main episode, and we will have a candid discussion as to what to do when you feel your love is being rejected by the one person you would love to see accepted. So, why don't you join me in the main episode? Speaking about rejection, you know the one person who is never gonna reject your love? Jesus Christ. Yes, girl. He expressed his love to you even before you had the capacity to handle it, even before you could express it back. And he's just waiting for you to accept him so you can fall madly in love with him. He would never, ever reject or turn his back on you. So you don't have to worry at all. Human beings can always flip and switch on us, sometimes even catching us off guard. But with Jesus, we have the assurance that that would never happen. I had to throw that in there for my people who feel like this is the end. It is not. We have hope because of how faithful our God is and the fact that he's not like any human being at all. I am super excited about this month's topic and the song that we'll be discussing. You do not want to miss out on the main episode because it just might be the thing that you need to move on or change your life. And I promise you that we will talk about it all. This is just the prelims, so be sure to tune in for the grand finale. Thank you so much for tuning in with me in this theme episode. Before I leave y'all, I want to take some time to give some shout outs to some people who took time to leave me reviews and ratings on iTunes. Shout out to all of you who left me 5-star ratings on iTunes. I really, really appreciate you all. Let me read some of the reviews that I got. This is from Multiple Melanin, and it says, I just love her podcast. You should totally listen to her podcast. Thank you so much, Multiple Melanin. This is also from Prisca Shades, and it says, I really enjoy listening to this podcast. Thank you very, very much, Prisca. And the last one is coming from Malachi Joshua, and it says, thank you, Shari. Thank you, Malachi, for listening. I really, really appreciate all these reviews, and they mean the world to me. Reviewing and rating the podcast does so much for me than you could ever imagine. It is what pushes the podcast and makes it so easily accessible and easy to find for those who might not know about it. So please, please, please leave me a review and ratings on iTunes, which is Apple Podcasts, and I'll read it here on the podcast and give you a well-deserved shout out. Don't forget to also share with everybody that you know and subscribe. I will come your way again with another episode, which is going to be the main episode for October. Until then, be safe, be happy, and be you. Bye.